Here again is Fiona Kelly with what it says in this morning's newspapers.
The number of TDs who have second jobs. The inquest into the death of a woman who died 4 days after she discharged herself from the Mater Hospital, having spent 6 hours on a hospital trolley. And a disagreement between the Master of the High Court and the Courts Service over its refusal to publish his rulings on their website. Those are some of the stories which you'll find on your front pages this morning. Following the controversy over Dara Murphy's attendance levels prior to his departure from the Doyle this week, the Irish Independent has conducted its own survey of how many TDs have second jobs or incomes. Hugh O'Connell reports that approximately one third of all TDs, mostly in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, are also landlords, farmers, barristers, pharmacists and shop owners. In a piece inside today's paper, however, O'Connell writes that Murphy's double jobbing is not the same as TDs who turn up and do the work. The Irish Examiner leads today with the line that long-awaited government plans to update Ireland's terrorism laws are still not near to being published. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports that US President Donald Trump could face an impeachment vote as early as next month, following yesterday's announcement that charges against him should proceed. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both lead today with the appearance of five men in court yesterday who are charged with conspiring to murder Patsy Hutch, a brother of Jerry Hutch and father of 27-year-old Patrick Hutch, who was cleared earlier this year of the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in Dublin in 2016. For its lead story, the Herald reports on an early Christmas dinner which was laid on recently for 25 inmates who are all serving life sentences along with their families in Mountjoy Prison. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the report on the inquest into the death of 67-year-old cancer patient Elizabeth Leary, who died 4 days after she discharged herself from the Mater Hospital, having spent 6 hours on a hospital trolley. Victory for bingo, that's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, which reports on the government's decision this week to row back on plans to dramatically reduce the amount of money which players can win at bingo. Back in the front of the Times, there's a story there about complaints made by the Master of the High Court, Edmund Honohan, about how the Court Service has told him that there is no room on their website to publish his rulings. Mr. Honohan occupies what's described as a quasi-judicial role and is responsible for dealing with certain pre-trial applications in the High Court. We're told that he sometimes publishes extensive documents related to these rulings. A spokesman for the Court Service says that it doesn't publish Mr. Honohan's rulings on its website, however, because they have no binding or persuasive weight or authority. The service has also stopped supplying physical copies to the law library. Conor Gallagher reports that Mr. Honohan raised the issue before a ruling he made last week when he brought a stack of copies of his ruling to court, described by one lawyer as being 2 foot high. And finally, a number of today's papers report on the pretty spectacular send-off which was given to Limerick man and truck driver John Dineen last week. The Examiner runs with pictures of John's coffin being carried on the back of a Scania show truck to his parish church in Knocklong. We're told that John, who would have been 75 on Sunday, only gave up driving this time last year to look after his wife Nora, who died in July. So when John told his son David, 3 weeks before he died, that he would love to make his last journey on top of a truck, David approached John's good friend and former employer Martin Ryan, who immediately agreed to honour John's wishes. The picture shows members of the local GAA club Gary Spillane forming the guard of honour, and it's also reported that the Volvo truck which John drove for many years was also driven as part of his funeral procession.